Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Paul Zeiss Show brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's. Archie's is the official chicken wing of the Fan. Archie's, the home of 60-cent wings Monday through Thursday. It's also the home of the Paul Zeiss grilled cheese sandwich. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Everything that you need to know about what's wrong with our country can be summed up right now on Twitter, on social media. We've got, you know, DeSean Jackson said something stupid. I don't know, I quoted Hitler or some dumb thing like that, whatever. And rather than everybody just saying this was an idiotic thing for him to do, you know, suspend him for a game or two and move on, we've got a lot of black people lining up and pointing to white guys that didn't get suspended, and white guys pointing to, I mean, shut up. All of you people, shut up. You're the problem here. You understand that? You're the problem. Here's what I wish, here's the exercise I would love to take every single person through right now, okay? There's right and there's wrong. And whoever does right should be lauded for doing right. And whoever does wrong should be scolded for doing wrong. And it shouldn't matter who you're rooting for, whether it's politically, whether it's racially, whether it's whatever. That's the problem. You want to solve 90% of the problems we have in this country in terms of how miserable everybody is and how angry everybody is? Here's what you do. Start holding everybody that is famous or whatever to the same standards that you hold the people that you root for. In other words, for instance, politically, if a person on your side of the aisle does something that you just got done killing somebody from the other side of the aisle for doing, here's what you do. You kill your guy too. And vice versa. And I don't give a damn which side they're on and who they're on. But it's really pathetic to me, really extremely pathetic to me, that I got to log on to, you know, social media because I was doing a couple of other things today. So I missed the DeSean Jackson thing initially. And I got to see a bunch of people, white guys on one side and black guys on the other side, arguing with each other based on who they root for. That's not how it works. If you were angry, quote, upset, whatever, with, you know, Riley Cooper and Richie Incognito and all the people that you're bringing up now, guess what? You should be upset with DeSean Jackson too. And vice versa. If you weren't going to blast people, you know, if you weren't going to blast certain people that made racial remarks, and you're going to say, oh, well, they deserve a pass, then you're an idiot too. This is the problem we have. This is the biggest problem we have right now. You want to know why everyone's miserable with everybody else? You want to know why everybody's angry with everybody else? This is why. 100%. This is a great example of it. It should be, the discussion shouldn't be, oh, well, you know, didn't this guy didn't do that or this guy didn't. The discussion should be somebody said something really stupid and deserves to be held accountable for it. That's what the discussion should be. Shouldn't be, oh, well, you know, I mean, it's a little different, you know, because he's a guy that's on my side or whatever. That's crap. That's crap. And there are a lot of people that give me a hard time because they say, oh, well, you're always trying to play the middle. No, I'm not. What I'm always trying to do is hold everybody to the same exact standards. It's not hard. It's really not hard. And so to me, if you want to be less miserable with each other, here's what you do. Stop making excuses when somebody on your own side or somebody who you relate to or somebody that you want to, you know, see empowered or whatever, stop making excuses when that person screws up and start holding them to the same exact standards that you're going to hold somebody that you want to blast out of the water. That's the easiest way to get along with people, to be honest. That's the easiest way that we can all move forward. And until that happens, all this crap that we keep talking about, oh, we're in this together and we're working together and all this other crap, no, we're not. We're not. And we won't be until we actually start having real conversations like this. Again, it shouldn't be about, well, you know, DeSean Jackson is, you know, he's black, and so he, you know, I'm black, and so, you know, I'm usually, you know, the one, you know, taking up for the, so I'm going to make excuses for him, or I'm going to say, well, look, you know, what Riley Cooper did or what this guy did, or the flip side of it. Oh, well, now we finally got a black guy caught in it. Now what's going to happen? Are they going to hammer them like they hammer the white guys? How about everybody take a deep breath, shut up, take a few steps back and take a look at the situation. Hold people to the same standards. And I mean actors, actresses, political people, politicians, whatever. I don't care. I am so sick and tired of this kind of discussion because it makes you sound stupid and disingenuous, and the other people that you're trying to talk to don't want to hear what you have to say. That's the problem. This is exhibit A of what the problem is in this country right now. Hold people to the same standards that you want to hold everybody to. Don't make excuses because, well, this person happens to be, you know, on my side, or this person politically I align with, or this or that, or this person's better than that person because I like them more, whatever. This person has the same color skin as me, whatever. That should never enter the equation. What should enter the equation is what's right and what's wrong. And if somebody does something that's wrong, they deserve to be hammered the same way that you're going to hammer somebody from the other side or somebody that doesn't factor into whatever your equation is. This is so dumb. It's like, you know, there are a number of like white people out there that seem to be, you know, they were waiting for something like this so they could pounce on it. And then, of course, you've got a lot of the same, you know, guys out there that are willing to make excuses for DeSean Jackson and say he shouldn't be held accountable and, oh, well, they only fined Riley Cooper, this and that and everything. It shouldn't matter. Ask yourself this. What is the standard that you would hold somebody that you hate to? That's the standard you should hold this person to. And I mean that. That's the biggest problem that you have. It's why we don't have conversations anymore in this country. It's why we don't talk to each other anymore in this country. It's why this thing about, oh, we need to have a conversation about this. No, we don't have conversations. We talk over each other and we shout each other down. That's what we do. This is not hard. Not hard at all. DeSean Jackson, suspend him for 2 games, right? He's already issued the apology or whatever, and move on with it. This doesn't have to become, this guy said that and this guy said this. What DeSean Jackson did on Twitter was stupid. It was stupid. And again, we like to blast guys like Pat Chambers. We say, oh, okay, yeah, really. Yeah, okay, Pat, you didn't understand or you didn't realize that using the word noose, would be very, very insensitive to a black kid. Okay, yeah, right, okay. You've grown up in America and you don't understand why saying the word noose might be a problem. But, people have given him a pass in some respects. And it's the same thing here with DeSean Jackson. You didn't think that maybe quoting Hitler was not a bad idea? What country have you grown up in? But, again, issue the apology, fine him, suspend him for a game or whatever, and let's move on from this. Why does every one of these things have to be a discussion like this where people lose their minds and they don't care about the facts? They don't care about what they said last week when someone on the air, someone they hate or they don't root for or they don't like did the exact same thing. They don't care about that. That stuff doesn't matter because that was last week and that was a different situation. It's not a different situation. It's the same. Either it's right or it's wrong. And if it's wrong, okay, then let's look at how do you correct it? It's not hard, people. It's not. It's really not hard. People always say, oh, you're playing both sides of it. No, I'm not. I look at every situation, and I try and hold the same exact standards for the same people. And that's the way it goes. Whether it's politically, whether it's in a situation like this, whether it's silly stuff, doesn't matter. Hold people to the same standard. Stop being fanboys for 1 minute and hold people, no matter who they are, what side they're on, what they look like, whatever, hold them to the same exact standards you hold everybody else. And I bet you if you did that, I bet you this world, we could start to have a conversation and things could start to move forward and we could start to try and understand each other. But until then, we're just going to have stupid, slogans and silly, meaningless, these ridiculous things that people do that are basically surface, it has nothing to do with change. Change starts with conversations. And conversations are two people, both sides, seeking to understand the other side. And you can't have that until you drop all of this nonsensical fanboyism that we have in this country. I mean, it's absolutely stupid. And I could take it to the lowest level that you possibly could in sports. When somebody from another team gets in trouble or does something, we want to hammer them. But when someone from our own team gets in trouble, we want to make excuses for them and defend them. Again, that concept goes all the way up the ladder and includes every single aspect of our lives. And that's why this is all so stupid. That's why this is such a miserable place to be right now. That's why social media is a complete cesspool of miserable, angry, disingenuous frauds. It's a joke. It's real simple to me. If you're going to hold this player to this standard, you better hold every player to that standard when it comes to their conduct or what they do and what they say. And I don't care who they are and what they look like. It doesn't matter. It's absolutely stupid. I got to get to a break. It's 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.